Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma that filming. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masachet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Chaf Dalid Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing our discussion of the rights of the Bechor, or what areas the Bechor is Notel Pi Shnayim. Shalchu Mitam, they sent the message from Eretz Yisrael. Bechor Notel Pi Shnayim Milve Avalo Beribit. The halacha is that if there is a debt owed to the family, the Bechor will collect Pishnayim on the shtar, but he will not collect Pishnayim of the ribit, of the interest, which of course is asur. Now, Laman, who is this addressing? Ile Milarabonan. If you think that this was following the Rabbanan's position, Hashta Shivcha Deita Bershute, Am Rabbanan Lo Shakil, Milva Mibaya. So this is something that we looked at the end of yesterday's podcast. El Ola Rebbe, must be following Rebbe. Well, the Rebbe beribit lo. Why doesn't, according to Rebbe, why doesn't he collect ribit? Vatanya Rebbe Omer B'chonot HaPishnayim Ben Milva Ben Beribit. So the Olam Rabbanani, must be Rabbanan. Milva Kaman Degav Yadamya. We say that the Milva, again, is something as if it's already collected. Ribit, of course, not. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, we would say that the Milva is something that is already collected. This is against the position that we had here in Bavel, where we said at the end of yesterday's podcast, the previous podcast, that Rabbanan's position would be you don't collect the milveh at all, and the reason they haven't mentioned it is because you would think it's like it's already collected. Here we're taking the position that Rabbanan would perhaps believe that it is as if it is already collected, and therefore you do collect, the Bechor is not Notel Pishnayim because the family was already muchzak in it before father died. Okay, Amar Ravacha Barav L'Ravina. Ikla Amemar La'atrin V'darish. Amemar from Nahardea, of course, came to our location and made the following pronouncement. Bechor Notel Pishnayim Milve Avalo Berivit. Right? So that's as we had from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lei, so Ravina said back to Nahardea L'Tamayu. He's a Nardean, and he's following his own position. Why? The Amar Rabba, the Rabba who's from Pumbadita, said, Govu karka yeshto, govu maot einlo. If the family collects the debt owed them with karka, then the Bechor gets notel bishnayim. Why? Because that karka was meshubit to the family while father was alive. But govu maot, if they collected money, then he doesn't collect bishnayim because the money is not the same money that was lent, and they had no shibut on those particular coins earlier. You can't call them muchzak. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman, who's from Nahardea, said, Govu maot yeshlo govu karka inlo. If you collect money, then there's no Bechor's notel pishnayim because you lent money. It's money that's already as if it were returned. But karka is something that there was only a shibud on, but the family did not own. The shibud is really a backup if the guy doesn't pay a debt. Think about this. Somebody borrows $1,000. The first move is to collect $1,000. If the guy doesn't have $1,000 or doesn't pay or whatever, then we could seize land. But land is not the primary mode of payment. Primary mode of payment for a loan of money is return of money. Okay, so therefore, Amemar is holding like that position. Which is that the money is as if it's already paid, and therefore he says, "Abchor is notel pishnayim be milve." Now, Amar Abaye l'Rabba, l'didach kasha of Nachman kasha. Abaye turned to Rabba and said, "Your position is difficult, or Nachman's position is difficult." In both of you agreeing to split the difference and say that in only one case is the chor notel pishnayim, but not in both cases, meaning to distinguish and say that sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Let's see why. Rav Nachman kasha, dach kasha. Maishna ma'otelo. This is the question on your dach kasha. Maishna ma'otelo. Why do you say that you don't collect, the Bechor is not notel pishnayim if you collected money? T'lav hani ma'ot shava kavuon. This isn't the same money the father left. Karkanami lav hakakar shava kavuon. So you would say the same thing about land. The land isn't what father left. The land, father never owned the karka. The Balchov owned Lova owned Karka. He defaulted on the loan. You collected the Karka. Why should the Bechor be notel pishnayim? Viod, besides that, Ha'amar Mar, you, Rabba, hold the position. Mistaber Taima de Bnei Marava, you agreed with Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Nikodim Savta Vezavna, in a case that we'll see in a couple of minutes, if the grandmother, who is sort of a conduit for property, went ahead and sold the property while she owned it, zvina zvina, that the zvina zvina, that her sale is a valid sale, which would indicate that karka that is eventually going to get to somebody is not owned by them till it gets to them, and in the meantime, while it's being held by a conduit, it's the conduit's, which means you can't say the karka that the family collected was owned by them before they actually got it. We'll see the case in a minute. So your challenge, Rav Nachman Kash, Rav Nachman who said it's only if you collect the money that the Bechor is not to be Shnayim, but not Karka. So ask the same question. Maishna Karka Delo. Why does the Bechor not know to be Shnayim be Karka? Delav HaKarka Shavuk Avuon. Rav Nachman's position must be, well, this is not the land that father owned. So Maot Nami, Lav Hani Maot Shavuk Avuon. But this isn't money that the father owned. Father owned certain money, lent it out, Milva Lotza Nitna, the Lova used it, and then he paid back with other money. Rav Nachman plus Rav Nachman himself said, Yitomim shegavu karka b'chovat avian, Yitomim who collected karka to pay off a debt of to collect for a debt of their father, b'chov chozav egovian, the b'chov can come and collect from them. Which means that Rav Nachman was told that the karka is really muchzak bidei the family, and therefore, when the Baal Chov, who the father owed money to, so the father had lent out money and had borrowed money from different people, when his Baal Chov comes to collect, he can collect that land that was not sitting on the property when father died, but was collected later for a debt, which means that from Rav Nachman's position, that karka is considered muchzak in the hands of the family. So how come he's not notel b'shtayim? Neither one of us is really challenged. Let me explain. When I was talking about the Savta case, which we'll see right now, I was saying just according to Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, in their position, if the grandmother would sell the property, then it would be a valid sale. But I don't hold their position at all. Now let's see the case. My Savta, what's the case? There was a guy who said, Nichsai l'Savta uvatra l'yartoi. My property should go to grandmother, and afterwards to my regular heirs. Now, here's the order that happened. The fellow died. He had a daughter. Havale Bartadav means Nesiva. He had a daughter who was married. Shchiva b'chaye balo v'chaye savta. So here's what happened. The man died. Then his daughter died while her husband was alive and while grandmother was alive, meaning her great-grandmother. Now, Bartad shchiva savta, then when grandmother died, and she was the one who was first going to get this property, Atabal Katava, then the husband, the widower of that daughter, came and claimed the property. So Am Rav Huna, what did Rav Huna say in Bavel? Liarte means afil liarte yarte. When the guy says to Savta and afterwards to my heirs, it even means my heirs' heirs, which means it'll go to my daughter's husband, who's an heir of my daughter. Rav Anan Amar, liarte v'lo liarte yarte. Rav Anan says, no, when the guy said, first it goes to Savta, then to my heirs, it means only my direct heirs, and not the heirs of my heirs. Now, Shalchu Mitam, so when Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sent the message, Hilchotak Avatei Rav Anan V'lav Mitameh. The halach is like Rav Anan, that it does not go to the husband, but not for the same reason. The Hilchotak Avatei Rav Anan D'Val Luyari, that's the halach. V'lav Mitameh, but not for the same reason. The Ilu Rav Anan Savar, his position is, Avagav Na'ave Le'bra L'Vartei Bartei Luyari. He would hold that even if the daughter had a son, he wouldn't be Yorish because he's an heir of an heir. Velohi. And Chachmei Eretz Yisrael said, that's not true. That would certainly be the case that if the grandmother died and then the daughter had died, but she had a son, the son would get it. The reason the husband isn't Yorish is Mishum Dehavile Ra'ui. Because this property was Ra'ui Lavo L'Charmita. Because think about it. His wife died. Only after she died, a bequeather of hers, which in this case is her great-grandmother, died. So it's ra'ui levo l'charmita, and what's the halacha? And a bal notel b'ra'ui kibu muchzak. A husband only collects stuff that's muchzak, that his wife owned while he was alive, not that was coming to her afterwards. Now, parenthetically, michal Rav Huna savar bal notel b'ra'ui kibu muchzak. Does Rav Huna hold that a husband collects b'ra'ui? Nobody would accept that. So Amar Belazar, Belazar ben Padat says, Davar ze niftach b'gdolim v'nistayim miktanim. This position was originally discussed by great people, Rav Huna, and it's going to be concluded by small people, myself. That was his humility. Kola omer acharecha komer me'achshav dami. Anytime the guy says acharecha, meaning First it'll go to you, and after you it'll go to that one. It's as if you're saying me'achshav dami, according to Rav Huna, which means that the girl was already muchzak in that property immediately, and therefore the husband is being yorish muchzak. Amar Rabba mistabra tamid me'rava. This is what Rabba's comment was. I think the position of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael makes sense. And based on their reasoning, you would say, Dikarim Savta Vazavna Zvina Zvini. According to Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, who did not agree with this idea that Acharecha is Kom Machshav, and who agreed that the husband was not Muchzak, the woman was not Muchzak in his property, during her life. Therefore, they said, Rabba said, if the grandmother would have sold the property while she owned it, the sale would be valid. And then earlier we clarified that Rabba doesn't necessarily personally hold to this position, but he said based on their position, that would be the result. Okay, Amar of Papa. Now we bring everything together. Hilchata ein habal nota b'roikim muchzak. The halacha is that the husband is not kinyak b'roi, and a b'chor nota b'roikim muchzak, as we've said many times, the b'chor is not notel, except a double portion of what he's muchzak in. Ve'en ha-b'chor notel pishnayim b'milveh, ben shigavu karko, ben shigavu ma'ot. And, in conclusion of our sugya, the Bechor is not notel pishnayim of a loan, whether or not the loan is collected b'karka or b'maut. In other words, both Rav Nachman and Rabbah are halfway rejected, each of them is halfway rejected, because we're subscribing to Rabbanan's position and not Rebbe. The last piece is umilva she'imo palgi. Let's say that the loan was a loan that the Bechor had taken from his father, and now he's going to pay back the estate. That we are mesupak what to do with, because on the one hand, the Bechor is the one holding the money now, but he's holding it as a debtor. On the other hand, it's money that's not in the estate yet. So therefore what happens? He then gets one portion back of that milva. The milva is $1,000. Let's say he has two brothers. So what's going to happen is we're going to divide it into four sections of $250 each. So it goes to the estate. One brother gets $250, one good brother gets $250, and he gets $250. And the other $250 are divided, so he gets $125, and they split $125 because it's mamon amutal b'safek, and therefore cholkin. Okay, we'll stop at this point, and pick it up in the next podcast at the very top of Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.